Welcome to FTR on the Go. Striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals and designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest market information.
Hello and welcome to the latest from our FTR on the Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR, and I'm sharing with you some of the latest commentary from the Trans Forecast Service, brought to you by FTR and TruckStop.com. This week's commentary addresses whether you should be worried about the results from the latest industrial production report. Industrial production numbers from the Federal Reserve came out on Friday, April 15th, and the results weren't uplifting. Total IP fell another 0.6% in March after the same drop in February. Total IP has dropped in 6 of the last 7 months. Compared to a year ago, the results bear that out, down 2% year-over-year in March. Last month, I showed you how the employment growth had stalled out for the goods-producing portion of the economy. These numbers bear evidence for those results. The good news is that the manufacturing sector isn't doing quite as bad as the top-line number indicates. Manufacturing is still showing positive year-over-year results. While this is good news, it is still true that growth has slowed significantly over the last year. From May 2011 to March 2016, year-over-year growth averaged just a slightly under 2%. For 2016, we are averaging growth of just 0.7%. So why is there such a disconnect? In essence, there's two words, energy and trade. Now, it's no surprise that oil and gas activity is down significantly as oil prices dropped by nearly 75%. On top of that, the coal mining industry is also suffering as natural gas displaces more and more of its traditional power source base. If recent declines in coal were sustained, and fortunately they can't be, coal mining would be non-existent in just a short couple of years. Likewise, metal mining is also way down, as commodity markets have a glut of global inventory, with China and the other developing nations slowing down. The bad news is that the manufacturing and industrial sectors show no sign of turning around anytime soon. Add in a continued inventory overhang that is impacting the warehousing segment, and the prospects for strong manufacturing in 2016 are very limited. Manufacturing and industrial activity had led this recovery for quite a while. This was especially helpful due to the weak consumer environment that has persisted throughout this recovery. Now, we have weak but stable retail sales and weakening manufacturing and industrials. Employment growth is being led by the service sector, and that does not lead to a strong environment for freight growth. If you have manufacturing end markets, growth will be sluggish at best in 2016. For those that play in the oil fields or mining sectors, hopefully the worst is behind us, but don't look for a strong rebound anytime soon. The retail segment will likely continue with its status quo of sluggish but stable growth. To find out more about TransForecast, please go to TransForecast.com. T-R-A-N-S, the number 4, C-A-S-T.com. Sign up today and start getting this valuable information every week.
If you enjoy FTR on the Go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To find the latest analysis from FTR or see how our services can help you make smarter decisions, please go to FTRintel.com. FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.